Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa of Christ is All Ministries. Throughout God's Word, it is clear that human life is precious to Him. More than ever, we need biblical answers to questions regarding abortion and the sanctity of life. You know, it's common today to think of abortion as a simple answer to an inconvenient problem, but it's actually a far more serious issue. A child in a mother's womb isn't simply a mass of tissue. That child is a human being in God's eyes. Human life is
sacred
and of inestimable worth to God, who created that life in His own image. In today's sermon titled, Abortion is Wrong, Evangelist Paul Akwa encourages believers not to shrink back, but to stand strong and proclaim the biblical truth about the sanctity of life. Let's join in.
Children in their mother's womb have spiritual identity. From the moment of conception, a process of development begins, which will continue until adulthood. We are God's handiwork. He fashions us while we are in our mother's womb. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. That's recorded in Psalm 139, verse 13. The prophet Jeremiah and the apostle Paul were called before their birth. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. That's when God spoke to Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through His grace. That's also in Galatians 1:15. John the Baptist jumped in his mother's womb when he heard the voice of Mary, the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ. So what we are talking about here is that children in the womb have spiritual identity. Abortion constitutes an evil. It is taking a human life, which the Bible already shows begins at conception. There is no reason for abortion. According to statistics, by the age of 30, one in every four women would have had an abortion. And that's one of the reasons I am preaching this message, to show that there is forgiveness and acceptance. But you need to stop doing this. You need to stop promoting this, because that's murder. It's wrong. Worldwide, it has become an epidemic. Statistics show that 42% of all deaths in the world are from abortion. Nearly 50% of the deaths in the world come from abortion. That's terrible. Don't vote for politicians who support abortion. You shouldn't support people who support abortion. The church must be representing God accurately in every area of life and in every situation and circumstance. We as a church are the answer to the world's problems. Yes, we can be involved in politics, but the power of the church is not political. The power of the church is to change people's lives. If people were on fire and passionate about God, we will vote God instead of buying into a lot of things that's going on. The answer isn't political. They are voting in ungodly, immoral people. The church hasn't been salt and light because we haven't been affecting people. We need to be involved as citizens, but the real power of the church is to change people's lives. We are the salt and light of the earth. We are supposed to make a difference. We don't have to tolerate and put up with the ungodliness and false representation of God and His word. We need to stand against it, and we don't have to passively do it. We need to eradicate it until we overcome the false representation of God's word and present God as He truly is. I know this is offensive to a lot of Christians today, because Christians of today are so passive that they are not against anything, but we are to be against things. we are way too passive. There are many people who are presenting Christianity as a passive religion. We need to take our stand, my friend. Yes, Jesus said, turn the other cheek. He said, if someone slaps you on one cheek, turn to them the other also. If someone takes your coat, do not withhold your shirt from them. But Jesus is the one who made a whip and drove the money changers out of the temple and overturned the tables. If we are persecuted for righteousness' sake, then we do not defend ourselves but turn the other cheek. We need to take an aggressive stand against the lies and the deception Satan is putting into our society today. There is a place for Christians to stand up and be angry and call sin, sin, and to say that this is wrong, abortion is wrong. Generally, Christianity has become way too passive. Many Christians don't stand up for anything. Jesus was not ungodly when he overturned the tables and drove the money changers out. He yelled at them and said, "My house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers." Most people are living a life completely contrary to the examples that are given in the Word of God. Over 90% of abortions are done by women for social and other reasons, and that's not a justification for killing that child or that baby. A child cannot feed itself. A child cannot defend itself. It cannot function on its own. A child is dependent on someone for years, and we need to protect them. Socially, abortion causes tremendous loss of human potential. If you read Psalm 139 verses 13 to 16, you will realize that there are potential of babies in the womb of their mothers. You see, worldwide, there are 125,000 abortions performed every single day. Can you imagine the potential that we are losing in these individuals? What will happen if all these people were contributing in the world's economies with their talents and gifts? Abortion is a deadly thing. It's a wrong thing to do. I saw this statistic that said the number one cause of death in the world is abortion. Not only death of babies, but also at times the women themselves would bleed to death. They hadn't protected the future of their child, and neither had they protected their own future. They went to these abortion clinics and complication came. So this is not a minor procedure at all. Sometimes the severity of the outcomes after the abortion is so great, problems associated with birth are increased in women who had abortion. Sometimes they are not able to conceive after they have had an abortion because of the damage that has been done. Some women experience ectopic pregnancies, whereby a pregnancy grows outside your uterus, usually in your fallopian tube. Ectopic pregnancies are rare but serious, and they need to be treated. You don't hear any of this from the abortion industries. They never tell you this in the abortion clinics. They just tell you it's a simple procedure. You just go in and in a few moments it's all over. No, it's a financial gain for them, so they will not tell you the side effects of your choice. The love of money is the root of all evil, said the Bible. In developed countries, the taxpayers' money is used to fund this. These agencies are not helping women, but they present their case as if they are here to help women. They are not. There are some Christians who have a religious mindset, not knowing who Jesus is. So they make that choice of committing abortion at some stage in their lives. This is happening in some churches as well because people believe the lies of pro-abortion agencies. People think making that decision will free them. But on the contrary, soon after they commit abortion, their lives change. For so many, the emotional effects, what's in your heart, is not wiped away because the child is gone. Not at all. There is increased drug and alcohol abuse because of those emotions and the things that were in your heart when you made that choice. Because of abortion, some women struggle to have relationships. A lady minister who deals with many women in this situation said this is a common experience. She thinks the women who feel they don't experience this are in denial. At some point in their lives, there are women in their 50s who have been in that denial for about 20 years or more. It is like a little light bulb or something goes off and they recognize that something changed in their lives. It wasn't going well anymore after they made that choice and they look for help. There are women who may be contemplating an abortion or haven't committed one yet. It's so important to send messages like this out because the world will not present this. They just present abortion as a choice you make and that's over. You have solved the problem. And yet, all you have done is you have amplified and intensified the problem, my friend. In your head, you may think that you have taken care of a problem, but you have rather worsened the situation. People have been told that it's just a simple remedy and it has no consequences. Physically, that's not true. Emotionally, that's not true. Spiritually, that's not true. You have just hardened yourself. You have put a layer between you and your God. You harden your heart to life, to other relationships, and to relationship with Jesus. Be honest with yourself that if you have a hurt like this on the inside, you might get away or push it to the other side and function. No, it's not going to work. There are other things that can happen. You see a child and your memory of abortion just triggers back to the surface. I heard about certain women who remember every anniversary of their abortions. Abortion affects every area of people's lives. No matter how much you push it from your thoughts, it comes back to your thoughts, especially when you hear someone who has made that choice too. Even though much is being said on the TV and the media that it's a wonderful thing that it's okay to take the life of a child, it's not in the recess of a woman's heart. I pray that if you are out there contemplating abortion, you will not go for that. And if you have not received Christ as your personal Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.